Hey girl, Jen here, and this is a happy bit. As you know from my episode earlier this week, I was at the Vibrant Happy Women retreat a couple weeks ago, and I want to tell you about my experience there. Now, please, I want to preface this by saying I am not bragging. I am humbled and honored to be a part of the gathering of so many of you amazing women. And that amazingness, I think, is what attracts you to listening to a podcast like this, because you want to be better. You want to have more light. You're open to growth and transformation. Well, imagine a bunch of women like you coming together for the retreat. I was astounded. And I think everyone there was astounded for the most part. If you're listening, you know who you are. It was a collection of about 45 women from all around the US who came to the retreat. What did we do there? Well, on the first evening, we gathered and did introductions. And it was fun because I believe 9 or 10 of the attendees have been a guest on this podcast at one time or another. So it was so funny when people would go up to, let's say, Chris Benintend, who I would say, "This is Chris. She's the lady with the horse interview." And they'd say, "Oh my gosh, that's you? Wow, I had no idea." Or Sarah Bates was there, and I would tell someone, "Hey, this is Sarah Bates, the lady that talked about curiosity and outer space." And they'd say, "Oh, wow, that's you. I had no idea." So that part was hilarious and so much fun. Well, everyone got to know each other quickly and bonded in an amazing way. And I think our group exuded an amazing light because, like I said, these are women who want to grow and be better and be vibrant and be happy. So all the employees at the resort were in love with our group. I kid you not. They would chat to us. They would come up to us at meals and want to hear more. And it was just an amazing 4 days of relaxation, fun, love, connection, friendship, inspiration, letting go of stress and struggle, and recommitting to being our most vibrant and happy selves. What else did I experience at the retreat? Well, aside from being continuously flabbergasted that we could have that many amazing women in one place, I kid you not, I would consider all of them to be best friend material. So committed to being the happiest, most vibrant version of themselves. My best friend, Kit, was actually at the retreat. Kit said, "Jen, I'll be honest. When I first decided to come to the retreat, I thought it was going to be a bunch of needy women who had a sob story to share and were looking for support, who would be energy vampires." She said it was absolutely the opposite. These are women who are not in a victim story, who are totally empowered and happy and energized and fun. And I made a lot of friends. And I thought, cool, the retreat has accomplished what it was meant to accomplish. So if you consider yourself a woman who wants to be happy and rising up into your full unstoppability as a woman, as a mom, as a wife, as a friend, and you want to be around others who lift you up in that same way, on that same journey, then definitely consider joining us for the retreat in 2020. You can learn more about it and watch a video of some of what we did there at jenrideay.com/retreat. We have open enrollment, and many, many, many of the ones who attended this year have already signed up again, which means there aren't a lot of spots left. If you'd like to have one of those spots, grab your spot now at jenrideay.com/retreat. I would love to have you experience the joy of 4 days with amazing women and letting go of the things you struggle with and gaining that clarity and focus for who you want to be, how you want to show up on this planet. Now, as to the title of this happy bit, what happens at the Vibrant Happy Women Retreat stays at the Vibrant Happy Women Retreat. Let's just say there may have been some sunrise fence jumping into the hot tub area where we could watch the sunrise, jumping over a locked gate. I'm not telling. There may have been several women who closed down the bar every night doing some crazy limbo and dancing, having a blast. But what's most important is there definitely was so much love and friendship and connection and nurturing energy there that you can only experience in person. I had a lot of people from my programs, from the Vibrant Happy Women Club and from Heal Your Heart, who were there, and they said, "Wow, the online stuff is good, but this in-person stuff is freaking amazing." And I thought about why that is. And I think it's energetic exchange. There is energetic exchange over this podcast, or you wouldn't be listening. You feel something, you feel inspired, you feel motivated, you feel loved, I hope. But when you get in person, it's like it's magnified. And the energy in that room as I taught and as we discussed and as other people spoke was fascinating, filling, fueling, soul filling. My cup was so filled and I was leading the retreat. I had a wonderful time and I think everyone who attended did as well. So, Retreat 2020, are you in? If you are, go to jenride.com/retreat. The spots are limited so that it's an intimate group, but one of those spots can be yours. And there is also an early bird price if you sign up before March 15th. And that is my happy bit. I love you all, whether you were at the retreat or not. Have a vibrant and happy weekend. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Vibrant Happy Women podcast at www.jenride.com.